internationale. Monsieur le Président, je pense que je vais prendre un peu de temps. Enfin, je vous demande combien de temps déjà?
15 minutes.
Aujourd'hui, j'ai 7 minutes supplémentaires. Je vous remercie parce que mon candidat ne vous a pas été présenté. Je pense que je prendrai quand même 2-3 minutes pour parler de moi. Et je me suis mise en cadre pour faire mon topo en anglais. Mr. President of the jury, ladies and gentlemen, members of the jury, I would like to express my sincere gratitude to you, Mr. President Kung. I particularly thank you for accepting the difficult task of chairing this jury and ensuring the smooth running of this defense. Thank you very much. What is true is that what I know today and what I do today is because of you. So I thank you very much. To Professor Sopa and Professor Tedonfo, I particularly thank you for providing such detailed, incisive, and constructive reading reports. It is with pride and pleasure joined together that I share this jury with you. And what I will say is that, Mr. Shala, I know you know it, but Prof. Antoine has been my lecturer. And today I'm sharing this jury with him. And every time I share this jury with him, I'm so proud. Thank you, Professor Sokba. And let me say a small word about Professor Tedonfo. It's my first time to see him, you and I. When we spoke with Professor Samuel Kobo, we wanted somebody from Southwest or Northwest, somebody who had something to say about the crisis. And we called the head of the Department of Public Health of Bamenda, in Bamenda, and unfortunately she told me that she's not a professor, but that she has somebody she can send us to. And she gave us the name and the number of the phone number. He only appealed, he accepted. So I'm so grateful. Thank you very much. It was just as if I was waiting for a ceremony or a celebration. I said, how am I going to behave when I will see him? Then I saw him this morning. I was so happy. Welcome in Yaoundé, welcome in this campus. Thank you for being there. My thanks also go to Professor Samuel Kobo for the perfect collaboration and the availability in the supervision of this student. I took great pleasure in working with you, Professor. And I will tell you something, I've learned a lot. Thank you. So thank you, Mr. President, for giving me the floor. I think I can start now. And I will start by saying something to present my candidate or our candidate. The Empress Shala first opened his eyes. Ah, you are laughing. I like it. It means you are not yet down. Open his eyes up to the world the 27th of July 1985. In the highlands of Chisom, Nkumbo. In 2006, at the government bilingual high school, Nkumbo, he had a GCE A-level. And in 2010, at the National Polytechnic and Technology Institute of Bamenda, he obtained his higher national diploma in nursing, and with hard and hard work. Then in 2011, a heartbeat later, he graduated with a bachelor's degree in nursing in Bamenda. And fast forward in 2021, the doors of the Catholic University of Central Africa swing open. Shana strides in, claims a master's crown, and in the quiet hush of 2022, whispers another dream, which is a PhD in public health, choosing the specialty of community health. And today, life smiles back, or again, Empress Shala stands before us, doctorate in reach, ready to rewrite the future of his health itself. So I think today you are writing your new life, the beginning of something. So the path of a PhD student requires exceptional perseverance, tenacity, scientific rigor, and ability to overcome obstacles, which are essential qualities. Celestine was able to demonstrate autonomy and a sharp critical spirit to carry out this research, standing out for his determination and commitment. Never tire, but always in need of more knowledge. So concerning the work, the sociopolitical crisis in the northwest region of Cameroon has created a severe public health challenge, we all know, foreseeing mental health issues like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder due amidst widespread violence and displacement. Despite the rising need, former mental health services are extremely limited. Mr. Celestine Shala comforts qualitative descriptive research aimed to develop strategies for effective community management of mental health in this crisis context. The research involved semi-structural interviews and with affected individual healthcare providers, community leaders, and religious figures. Data was analyzed thematically to uncover existing community approaches and inform new strategies. The crisis has caused profound trauma, contributing to a surge in mental health conditions. Crucially, the stigma and lack of formal services push many to rely on informal support systems and traditional healing methods. For the informal network, family, peer group, community-based groups, and religious leaders provided accessible, less stigmatizing counseling and emotional support for local health workers, often the first point of contact. They provide initial counseling and referral, but face significant challenges due to lack of training, resources, and access to specialists. According to barriers, ongoing insecurity, damaged infrastructures, a shortage of mental health professionals, and lack of awareness, stigma prevents many from accessing formal care. The proposed strategies for improvement our candidate gave, the study resulted in several key strategies for improving community-based mental health, which were training local health workers, integration into primary health care, community awareness and education, strengthening informal support networks, culturally sensitive approaches, improving access to formal services. The study highlighted the resilience of community in managing mental health at the grassroots level through informal system. The findings of this work emphasized the critical need to strengthen these community-based strategies and address systemic barriers to formal care, offering valuable insights for humanitarian work in similar crisis settings. So this work is of undeniable scientific and professional relevance. We invite the jury to recognize the potential impact of this work and to validate the quality of the scientific approach of candidate Shala. Dear Celestine, you had the opportunity to defend the richness, the originality of your work and the scientific scope of your results before this jury of experts. Also, Samuel Kubo and I are proud of you. I'm proud of what you have started. We thank the colleagues for all their contribution in appreciating this work. What is true is that we are open. What has been said here is relevant, and we'll take the time that will be needed to bring some corrections. And what is also true is that we cannot implement what has been presented here as strategies without taking consideration the background of each community, where it will go and where it will find need to implement. What is good or relevant to is that doing such a qualitative work help us to have the perceptions, the social representations, to go to see the obstacles and the barriers that will be there and help us to put in place the, or let us say, to put in place with the community. I don't know, maybe we speak of co-construction strategies. Put in place strategies that the community will validate, because everything will be done for them. We have just brought here what our results help us to present. But this is just for you to see what is possible. But now, with the community, Shala will see how to implement them, taking in consideration their background, taking in consideration the perception, taking in consideration the obstacles, and I think everything will be okay. So, Mr. President, I think my 15 minutes are over. Or if you give me more 15 minutes, maybe I will see something, I will say something else. But I thank you for the word given, and I say good luck to my candidate. Thank you very much.